Guess who's back?
Back again. Hey.
Got our boy Byron in the building.
What's going on? It's good to be back, man. I'm fresh off of a nice Montreal, Canada trip. It was awesome.
Oh, we were about to say
off of a musty hike.
Wow.
That's that too. If I smell a little, you know, let me know.
Yeah, yeah. We all probably stink up in here, boys. Hey, Byron, we do some trivia.
Yeah.
We do some trivia now.
Okay.
At the very beginning. In Chicago, hope y'all ready for this trivia here. Question. This is a pretty good one, actually.
Okay.
Look at you know the answer.
I'm trying to read
Sarah
your
hand. Sarah be cheating.
First of all, your handwriting is like a fourth grader, and it's upside down, and I don't have my glasses.
Wow.
I can't see
that
anything.
Was a lot of disrespect.
That was a lot.
Wow. I'm going to let you handle that. Wow. Wow. That was hard to hear.
Now I'm about to try to not struggle through my own shit now.
Anyway.
Anyway, here's the trivia question. The town of Lake became what Southside community area after it was annexed to Chicago in 1889?
Oh, Lord.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, don't guess right now. But
okay, I'm gonna try to come up.
We coming back, Chicago, 77 flavors of Chicago. About to get it cracking, y'all.
Hey.
Let's go.
This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago. So I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Yo!
You see how he muted himself first and then muted us?
Yeah.
He wanted to get that yo off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got to kick it off right. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I was going to say, I feel better about that gas money comment now that gas prices are slightly
going down. Yeah. Ever so slightly.
Ever so minusculely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're on the downward trend. Before we get into the niceties here, let's finish off that trivia question, y'all. The question was, the town of Lake became what Southside community area after it was annexed to Chicago?
Okay, so I'm going to say logically it has to be near the lake, right? So it has to be the southeast side of...
I mean, that's up to you. Let's see your process.
That's my logic
process.
Right,
okay.
Here. Okay?
Okay.
So I would say South Shore, possibly Hyde Park was its own thing already, so it can't
okay.
be Hyde Park.
Okay,
yeah.
I like that.
Possibly South Shore.
What? Okay.
But that was part of Hyde Park.
Hey, look, okay, all right.
So we're further south?
I would say I was going to guess South Shore as well.
Okay, you going to guess South Shore?
Yeah, South Shore is my guess.
I don't think it's South Shore. South Shore was part of Hyde Park.
Okay, all right, Sarah's right. Sarah's right on that one.
I would say...
So new guess.
Lake.
What's
Township.
Directly west of South Shore?
This is a tough one, y'all. I should give...
Calumet.
Oh, okay. Heights? Okay.
Yeah. Let me help y'all out. Let me help you out. Y'all, you close. You okay. are close. Not actually, y'all not really close.
Good guess, but it wasn't.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, man. Y'all, if you said Inglewood.
Oh.
What?
Inglewood.
This is... Oops, hold on. If you said Inglewood, that is for you.
Yeah.
The community area of Inglewood became... Lake Town became Inglewood.
Wow.
Yeah, here's some more fun facts. Something that you all don't know, and I didn't know, and I found this out, that townships were abolished in Chicago in 1902. So there's the town of Lake, there's Jefferson Township, there's Hyde Park Township, there was actually town of Lake, yeah, Chicago Lawn was in there. So, but yeah, Chicago abolished them. Now they're still honored because... that's how
history.
They show pride, property at, assessment. So, just to be like, oh, this was this, you know what I mean? Like for whoever still owns part of,
yeah,
that's what it's for.
Okay.
So fun fact, Inglewood used to be the, I want to say epicenter of the town of Lake.
I never would have guessed.
Me
Inglewood.
Neither.
Yeah. Hey, look, hey,
good,
stay tuned.
Good
with
question.
Your,
good
stay,
question.
Yeah, stay tuned with your boy. I'll be putting y'all on.
You said 1889?
1889. That was the annexation of pretty much
everything
in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All on.
Y'all, that was, I'm glad we got y'all tuned up early this, if you're listening Monday morning or whenever you're listening, if this is your first time, glad we got you some knowledge in real quick. I'm Daria.
I'm Sarah.
And we, again, joined by our boy, for a record, fifth, is it fifth? or sixth?
It would either be fifth or sixth, but either way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad to be back, man. It's always a good time.
You know, you know.
It's always an unhinged time.
It is.
Yeah. Which I'm good, but this is going to be
in public
very
this time.
Toned down.
Yeah, because we tired. We went on a hike.
We did.
We already ate a lot.
And I want to hear some history, man.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, you did say you want to hear some history.
Let's talk about our week, though.
Let's talk about it. I honestly don't even want to talk about it. It was too busy. But we will talk about it as well.
Yeah.
It was very busy, y'all. We were working on a project. Sarah has been telling you about the last few episodes, working with Blacks in Green, which is a fantastic organization.
Yeah.
Hoping to fight energy justice. Not fight energy, but provide energy justice.
Fight for energy.
There we go. Why was I struggling with that?
I'm sorry, it's the food you ate, the burrito.
You said your boy is. It's this damn pina colada we got going on right now.
Yeah, it's going crazy. Mm-hmm. But the retreat that we were just at was the Black Energy Justice Retreat. And it was a 3-day retreat. People, scientists, experts from all over the country came to Chicago for this retreat. We ended our 3 days with a tour of, and if you follow us on social media, you might have seen Dario, the docent of the tour. And if you don't know what docent means, Google it, because I didn't know when we first heard it a year and a half ago.
Hey.
But basically, we went around the majority of the South Side to very important historical Black
homes
and sites. It was very, very informative.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a good tour.
Yeah, we went to, we were Hyde Park, Lawndale, Bronzeville, Woodlawn.
Yep.
We saw the different gardens in the city. Some of the homes we saw were the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We even went past Muhammad Ali's home. Where he stayed.
The Obama home.
Lorraine Hansberry home.
Yeah. Phyllis Wheatley home.
Phyllis Wheatley. All of which you can find out about through Blacks in Green.
Yeah.
We work with them. I'm sure we're going to see. Not sure.
Yeah.
We will show you much more over the next course of the next year. So stay tuned for that. It's very fun.
Super fun.
But Byron, you
How
celebrated.
Was your week?
He celebrated a birthday. He was in
Montreal.
Photo shoot.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Montreal.
I see you, that one step forward photo.
Yeah, you seen that?
And action.
That was all her, what I call her artistic direction.
The photographer.
I'm corny. I would have never came with any of those poses. I would have just been like, arms folded. At one point. Let her do it. Montreal was great. I would recommend, if anybody wants to go to a city where it's like, it's got a European feel, but it's not Europe, go there. If you like good food, they have a great food scene.
They have a nice Chinatown, don't they?
Their Chinatown, not only is their Chinatown nice, but their Chinatown is 6 minutes away from their downtown. So if you got a downtown hotel, that'd be an easy way to just walk.
Oh, wow.
I like Montreal. I feel like it's
You've
similar.
Been to Montreal?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's similar to Chicago, I feel like.
It's Frenchy Chicago. That's what I call it. It's Frenchy Chicago.
So it's got a Chicago feel to it.
I mean, Chicago's inspired by Paris.
It all comes full circle.
It feels, it doesn't feel very foreign, but also you're in a different country. So, you know, and I love that when you're walking down the street, there you see people speaking different languages all the time.
You know what I mean?
And I love that.
I'd be interested how many different languages are spoken there.
A shit ton.
I'd imagine it's just like here in United States, probably a lot.
But Canada is known for wanting immigrants because they have such a low population.
We know Canada.
And a lot of their land is not inhabited.
Yeah.
So they're constantly, you know, advocating
for... Because a lot of forests and stuff still unincorporated.
Right. So they wanted to increase their population at a time. So a lot of people did...
Shoot, they got decent health care. Right?
They're doing it right over there.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, I took a trip to Quebec City, which is like 3 hours away from Montreal. Everything in between was like Indiana. That's what it was.
They need more people. Corn everywhere.
Just nothing. Just corn and dairy. I'm like, all right.
Bears.
Yeah.
My brother went to school in Toronto, so
really?
I visited a few times. That's why I went. Yeah, he went to Ryerson.
You had a brother.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I learn a lot every time I come here.
I'm going to meet him pretty soon.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Dario and I are going to Jordan.
Hey, don't tell everybody. Don't tell everybody. We got to keep it a surprise.
Edit that out.
We'll keep it authentic for y'all. She told y'all we going to Jordan. Yeah. And we're going to Egypt, too. So stay tuned for those episodes. Yeah. I think you all are going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
We're going international. But glad everybody had a good week. Mm-hmm. Glad everybody had a good week. I'm tired. I ain't going to lie.
Let's learn something.
Yeah, yeah. We literally have just come from a hiking tour. Shout out to Black People Outside.
Yeah.
They did the second one. First one, they had 20 people. This time, they had 40 people signed. Yeah. Actually, at 77 signed up, 40 come. So you know how that we welcome that adjustment. You know what I mean? But man, they doubled.
It was dope.
Month over month, they went crazy over
there.
Make
sure you follow them on Facebook. I mean, Instagram or TikTok.
Black.people.outside.
And they plan. They're gonna have another hike if you're listening in time in August.
Yeah.
So. Make sure you sign up for that one. They're really fun, and the trails are always really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's such so nice people. So many
such nice people.
Yeah. Networking is a great networking opportunity. Yeah.
If you want to make friends, like casually, you know what I mean? You can show up by yourself and make friends.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
But it is time to learn.
Let's go. Let's get into it.
I know you're excited about it. Hope y'all excited to it about it, too. Let's get tuned up.
Hey.
There it is. All right, I'm ready. This pina colada going crazy.
Yes.
We'll do. I'm gonna thank them. I can't thank this restaurant enough for letting us record in here and giving us the pina coladas to get us going during the show. I kind of like having drinks during the show. Cheers, y'all. Clink, 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 clink. Yeah. All that. All right, y'all. We are in New City Community Area Number 61. I was excited about this. This is probably another one that I was really excited about and talk about. Let's get into it. The boundaries to the north, Pershing Road to the south, Garfield Boulevard, east, tracks at Stewart, and to the west, Western Avenue, and more tracks, actually. Mm-hmm. Neighborhoods, New City, Back of the Yards, and Canaryville. Got some interesting stuff on all of those. The name, New City, it was a village for residents of the stockyards. Mm. Yeah, so it's a village, kind of like we've seen a lot of the industrial places here in Chicago, primarily Pullman was the big one. But it was a place for where they worked. Now, here's the thing. The more skilled people lived in better housing. So,
wow.
Yeah, yeah. So the more skilled that you were, the better housing that you got.
That's funny.
Yeah, this is significant, the reason why I kind of set this up. And this is also why I told you about, that's why our fun trivia question was what it was. You'll understand in a few here.
Mm-hmm.
The unskilled workers lived in what was called Packing Town, okay? And near the packing houses, because this stockyards were home to the meat packing, industrial park for Chicago. Some history, though. I'm going to start right outside the city's boundaries. Let me take you back to 1865, December 25th, in the town of Lake, when the Union Stockyards opened.
Mm-hmm.
They opened up at Christmas Day, 1865. Fun fact about the Union Stockyards, the Union Stockyard is 475 acres. It's located at Exchange and Halsted. And when it closed in August 1971, it handled more than 1 billion animals.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. More than 1 billion animals, and it was home to Chicago's most successful industrial park.
That's crazy.
Some more fun facts. The gate that is there, and you see the gate. I got it flashing right there on the screen. If you're watching, it was built in 1875, and almost 100 years later, it became a national landmark in 1972.
That's
crazy. Carl Sandburg said that this was... that Chicago was the hog butcher of the world. And I got some more. I'm going to elaborate. I didn't write it down because I know this part. You know what I mean? The cool thing about us being hog butcher of the world, Chicago, that's where the stockyards, that's where all the meat packing. So we've talked about Bubbly Creek before.
Right.
We talked about the different parks where people worked, you know, right over by the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The stockyards is kind of where it all just was like, this is where it started. This is where they shipped out meat products. This is where the animals came in. You came to Chicago via train, or trains went to you, to your local whatever place where you get your food. That came from Chicago.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that came from Chicago. So just to give you all some context as to how busy this stockyard was and what it did for the country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what's really funny is as you're entering the neighborhood, there's a big sign from PETA that says, don't eat animals, they have feelings too.
That's funny. Of course they placed it here in the stockyards. Yeah. Of course they did.
They're not listening.
They're not and even if they are, I'm sorry, asada is good.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I've had some pastor out. I'll butcher pig myself.
You know what I'm saying? I will. Anyway, now PETA's on listening. We continue. 1870s, the area was home to a lot of Irish and German workers in Packingtown. They were the working class immigrants who lived in the area because they didn't have to travel far from work and they could walk. So, you know, again, these were the people that were good. They were skilled. They were able to live in the Packingtown. And keep in mind, we're still outside of Chicago. Okay. We're not in Chicago. This we're talking about the town of the lake at this point.
Yeah.
So stay with me here. It was like their backyard. Okay, it's like their backyard. You see? You see where I'm going, y'all?
Hold on.
If y'all got it, that's for y'all.
Yeah.
And Packingtown then became known as Back of the Yards.
Wow.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. You like how I spun that?
I like
that.
I'm with that.
Hey, y'all, I could just write the notes down, or I could make it fancy for y'all. You see what I'm doing?
I see how you did that.
You see what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Hey, your boy be out here.
Yeah, I like where you're taking us.
I take you on a journey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You should give a tour.
Y'all, if you missed my first ever hosting gig, there will be more tours around Chicago. If you would like to hear me or come visit me on a tour in Chicago, I'm gonna leave that in the Spotify notes, and you could just drop us we'll put up a post or something like that. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Enough about me. In 1880s, Polish came in as strike breakers. Now, strike breakers, just so you all know, because I think I mentioned strike breakers before, but I didn't give context. They were the people that came in when you did go on strike, you had people to fill in. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, nowadays, if you go on strike, the managers of whatever place kind of fill in until, or they get some temps.
Yep.
Until the real workers can come back in, that's a strike breaker. You know, the people that fill in spaces. So the Polish, that's how they came to this area.
Interesting.
And that started a huge influx of Eastern Europeans coming to the area. Now, the Irish did not like that. Irish and Germans didn't like that. So they wanted to keep it segregated from the Polish. White people, y'all need to get together. unity.
Still applicable.
I don't like all this white on white crime. No. Keep it. Let's come together. But the Polish, you know, stayed in the area, and the Irish and Germans moved to Inglewood. You see what I did there again?
Yeah. See what you just did.
It all ties together,
that's
y'all. There you go. There you go. So now you think about that. When you think about how, like, now this is where Inglewood was white.
Right.
And when, you know what I mean?
Like,
you know how we talked about it was white there? Mm-hmm. They came from back in the yards.
Wow.
You
that's
know?
Crazy.
Ain't that crazy?
I would have never thought of that.
Never thought about it. And Inglewood was then called Junction Grove. Because of all the train, the major chain junction was right
that.
There. Yeah, you remember that?
Girl, I do remember that.
Our boy Dion, the Grove.
Go listen to that episode, because that episode was hilarious.
I really do like when Chicago, when the history kind of like starts to make a lot of sense like that. Because like, you know.
You connect it all
together. You start connecting. And if you follow the podcast, you know, I know a lot of people jump to their neighborhood first. I get y'all. I would do the same shit. But if you've been following week after week with us, it's starting to make sense now. We almost wind it down. We only got like less than 20 left
less
to go.
Than 20 left.
So really cool to see how that came together.
Yeah.
After World War I, the area changed again as Mexican Americans and Black Americans came into the area. Now, they don't say it, but I'm just going to deduce that they were probably also strike breakers.
Okay.
Because I imagine the same kind of like conflict that happens between the Irish and German and Polish people. It's like, oh, here they come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Did that with the minorities.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now they're different colors coming out.
Oh, no. We all out. Let's go.
Y'all gotta go.
We out. But it's really cool. It's really cool to see that, you know, like that's how we kind of came in, start taking the jobs, because there's a lot of people that had jobs in the area, whether they were strike breakers or not. Stockyards really gave a lot of work to people. I'll get to that in a second. But a fun fact, Whiskey Row, which is very close by, Whiskey Row is a stretch along Ashland by the Stockyards where all the different ethnicities had taverns.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to say that because they were, you know, if you're Irish, mm-hmm. Where are you going? If you're German, what bar are you going to? You know,
right.
Mexican, Polish, so on and so forth. But they all had taverns down there. And people would go, excuse me, there I go. That's my vice
hey,
on the podcast. Y'all take a drink, shot. Take a shot, take a shot, whatever you
I haven't yawned yet, so.
Yeah, that's good. it's coming. but that's where they would all go, you know, during lunch break. And or after work, yeah. You know, just to kind of take a load off. So if you come down here, come down to Whiskey Road. Some history down there. You know what I mean? We very close by.
Yeah.
Canaryville. Let's talk
I was going to say, there's actually a bar called Stanley's mm-hmm. that's been open since 1935.
Since
the beginning of Whiskey Row.
Okay.
So if you want a little bit of history, you can visit that.
Yeah. Yeah. We going to stop by Whiskey Row. We'll go by there. Real quick, Canaryville. This is one that's it's interesting here. Actually, it's one of the oldest neighborhoods in Chicago.
Mm.
So if you think about like neighborhoods, this is one of the oldest ones in Chicago. How do I want to go about this? So there was the Gustavo Swift family. They were Germish. Germish. They didn't like dirt and worms and shit.
Oh,
no,
they
were Germish. No, they were Germans.
They were all OCD.
Yeah. They were Germans. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of the founders, one of the founders of this whole meatpacking empire.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
They lived in this area. I say that because the area was mainly Irish.
Yeah.
The Canaryville was mainly Irish, so we already know, you know, the Irish and German, they linked up, but there was only really that main German family right there.
Gotcha.
This was a lot of lower income Irish folks.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because they don't know where the name came from, okay? They don't know where Canaryville came from.
Mm-hmm.
There's two things, according to the Chicago Encyclopedia, brought to you by, I'm not going to say brought to you by because we're not sponsored, but Chicago History Museum, whatever. This is where they think that it came from. There were a bunch of sparrows that would feed off of the grain left over on the trains way back in the day, right? Way back in the day, because the Stockyards also had the trains that obviously came through to drop off stuff.
Right.
So they were thinking sparrows would just follow the trains and just would just land when the trains would stop. Yeah. They would just eat all the grains. Or it could be because there were gangs in the area. They called them Wild Canaries. Wild Canaries. Wild Canaries were, you know, predominantly white folks, and they were attacking Black Americans in the race riots of 1919.
Wow.
So that is nobody. I feel like we know the answer, but we just don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said 1919?
1919, yeah.
I thought you said it was one of the oldest neighborhoods in Chicago.
Yeah. No, we're talking about the gangs. I'm talking about the gangs.
And
the race riot.
It was named. Oh, did the name change?
Right. I'm sure the name probably changed.
Okay.
You know.
It would have been named in a long time ago.
That's a good point. You know, it would have been named a long time ago if it was. Then we'd know it was about the damn birds.
Right.
Yeah. But the fact that we are still debating it, it probably went south.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure about the race riots of 1919, a lot of that was, you know, we're fresh into the Great Migration, mm-hmm. 1916, where, you know, Black folks started migrating to the north. Chicago got 600,000 new residents from the south. And, you know, we are also, this is the time of the, you know, meatpacking is still kind of booming right now at this time. So you can only imagine, you know, the wars are happening, Black people going to fight for a country that ain't fighting for them, you know, and then coming back to no housing.
Right.
Yeah. A bunch of redlining, weird stuff going on 1919. So that's where that stems from. You know, I don't want to talk about Canaryville like that, but that's what it is. First of all, I thought canaries were yellow. I mean,
are they not?
I mean,
isn't that Tweety Bird is a canary?
You're right.
That's what I thought.
Any canary?
Yeah, I think Tweedyard is a canary. So. And I thought that canary was a shade of yellow.
Right?
Right.
Canary yellow, right?
Yeah, I thought that was a thing.
Why we... You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's weird, yeah.
Now we got to cancel Tweety Bird.
Yeah.
You know, we got to cancel Woodstock.
With the wild canaries, you know what I'm saying? We can't go for that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We can't do that.
Oh, wow. You have multiple kinds of canaries.
Oh, are they?
There's a domestic canary, which is yellow. A blue factor canary, which is blue.
Oh.
You have the cinnamon canary, which is red.
You have
the red factor canary, which is also red.
More red.
Scott's fancy canary, which is white. You have a green canary.
Oh, so we got the Scots running around right here.
And then you have another like four or five different kinds of yellow canaries. Mostly yellow.
Mostly yellow.
There's also green, blue.
A green canary?
White, red.
I feel like I've seen them. Damn, you got the picture pulled up and everything.
I've never seen the green one before.
Yeah, a green canary. First of all, I don't even know if I've seen a canary in real life, if I'm being honest.
Probably not.
Are canaries, you know, here in Chicago?
Yeah, they look like little cute.
You've seen them before.
I've never seen one in the wild, but I've seen one in...
Ain't nobody ever seen no canary. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. The only time we've seen...
Nobody ever?
No, not here in Chicago. Canaries in here in Chicago. Look it up.
Even if they did, they would just mix them in with the pigeons that be at the red line.
Right. No. Them pigeons ain't.
Wow.
This whole city is run by pigeons. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know that the reason pigeons are so stupid is because we domesticated them?
There's a pigeon out there listening somewhere like, God damn.
No, my sister told me this fact, so if it's wrong, fact check her. But she said the reason pigeons are so stupid is because we domesticated them and we used them for a very specific task.
Carrier pigeons. Yeah.
And then we were like, we're done, and we let them out in the wild. But they're not meant to be in the wild. They were domesticated animals.
But how did they get stupid?
Because they were meant to like live for one task. We fed them. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like they were never... They
don't know how to live outside
right,
on their
basically.
Own.
They
so they bougie.
They evolved to be domesticated animals, and then we just let them outside.
Damn, that's crazy. So they're homeless.
Basically. Right?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Crazy. That's messed up.
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad for pigeons now.
No, fuck them.
Yeah, you don't like birds.
They're CIA agents.
Not anymore. We just found out that they're homeless.
They're
vets, if anything.
CIA
you know what I mean? Like,
they mercenaries.
You know what I mean? Shit. They was out here doing the Lord's work.
They're available, hired to kill.
Wow.
And they will.
Man, them bad boys be mounting up.
Yeah.
You know?
Pigeons.
They're not scared of shit.
They at all.
That's why they're not scared of people. Because
no,
they used to be domesticated.
This making a lot of sense now.
You know?
Wow.
This making so
there
much sense.
Look at that bird tangent we just went
You know what I'm saying?
There we go, man. Give us a coin sound. Hey. Come on, man.
I got you.
Let's see. We almost done with some of the fun facts. Where am I at here?
I know, I'm sorry. I accidentally touched the screen.
It's all good. 1920s. Let's talk about the population and where it kind of stands today. Bring it to a conclusion here. 1920s, there were 40,000 workers in this area. So,
wow.
Yeah, 40,000 people in this area that work. So, and that's not just the price. That's just the workers. We're not talking about, you know, the families and shit like that they had. You know what I'm saying? After World War II, the trucks were...
Somebody over there going like this with
chair. On purpose, yeah. he easily lifted up for a small-ass kid.
Man, fuck them kids. Specifically,
you remember our headphones are on, so we don't know our volume
right.
in real life.
Seriously, she with it, man.
She with it.
Karen.
She says, square up, man.
Basically,
you would knock a kid out.
Yes, I would.
I believe you, too.
Yes, I would.
She's serious. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, look. Hey, shit, I've been knocked around a couple times in my life, shit. You don't talk back to your elders. That's the problem. Yeah. Anyway, let's.
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Fuck the elders, too.
Wow. Be square up on them. Damn.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Sarah's the thug of the podcast.
You gotta earn the respect. You know what I mean?
This respect is earned.
Right.
Wow. It is earned.
I'm not blatantly gonna respect you.
Wow.
You ain't just out here handing out respect.
You know?
No.
Disrespectful.
No.
Disrespectful until you earn it.
Oh my God.
Hey, how you feel?
She got that Black Air Force energy, man. She got it, man. She got that.
Look, black Air Forces go crazy.
They do.
See? Look.
Yeah.
They do.
Uh-huh.
You like it. Yeah. I got my Black Air Maxes on.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's different.
I can run. Ain't talk my shit. anyway, after World War II, trucks kind of came became a bigger thing, obviously, as we progress and evolve here. They replaced the trains, and the butchers were able to get to the farms quicker and actually more different farms. So now you don't need the trains.
Right.
So what does that do when you kind of eliminate some work for people?
Right.
They suffered. So from 1952 to 1962, all the main meat packers closed down. In the stockyard.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy. All because of evolution. You know what I mean?
That's insane.
Us getting better and more efficient. And then the community led organizers kind of helped. Excuse me. Damn. What's in this pina colada, y'all?
Shit. I don't know, man. Milk? Probably Tito's or something.
It's going down too smooth.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Anyway, the stockyards closed, like I said, in August of 71, so 9 years after that. But community kind of helped keep the change, you know, for better conditions, because now houses were bad. Everything, when you take away that many jobs and that many opportunities and you kind of leave, you know, it is what it is. Things changed, right? Houses were bad.
Yeah.
The area were bad. Now, keep in mind, too, this was a stockyard. This was a stockyard area. So there were smells that they, people thought were hazardous. It wasn't sanitary.
Yeah.
And poor living conditions. Bunch of different stuff that you just up and leave and leave it as it is. It's just bad. We talked about Bubbly Creek before.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbly Creek was where they dumped all the trash and the dead animal parts that weren't used in so people were like, yo, this is a bad area, and eventually I skipped over, but it was annexed to Chicago in 89, but when it was a part of Chicago, it still wasn't sanitary, you know what I mean? It wasn't sanitary. So community got together, and I listed a few of them. The Back of the Yards Neighborhood Council, they overall saw that the conditions would get better. So everything that's in, you know, encompassing the whole thing got better, right?
Yeah.
But then there was the United Neighborhood Organization for Hispanics, UNO for short.
Hey.
You see what they did? And kind of like, and also let me not skip over, but the African American Organization of New City. So what those two groups did were help out those demographics.
Yeah.
Just like we heard in a bunch of different community areas around the city, kind of like what the Hull House did for ladies and immigrants, Italian immigrants, you know, over in Chinatown, that building there. That's exactly what this was. So so the organizations and community, again, is a big reason why Chicago is great, because, you know, you do have these community organizations that fight for the people. So there you have it. They're still around. I didn't put too much information because it's like the same thing. But to name them again, you got the Back of the Yards Neighborhood Council, the United Neighborhood Organization, and then African American Organization New City. Y'all check them out. People that's doing good things for people and making sure that their community area is up to par with the rest of the city and really the rest of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So y'all, that is New City. What I got to tell you right now. We there's more, but that's what we're gonna talk about right now. That's what it is right now. I hope y'all learned something. Y'all learned anything?
Yeah.
Everything I learned was pretty much new.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like this is a community area that don't nobody, you just know it as Back of the Yards.
Right. Yeah.
Or the stockyards.
Yeah, stockyards.
You know what I mean?
Like,
or Canaryville. You hear Canaryville.
I've never heard Canaryville.
I have. I've heard it a whole bunch. One thing here, and this was my perception of Canaryville, I thought it was like predominantly white. That's because, like, I hear it from a lot of, you know, white folks. But that makes sense now, you know, when you hear the white locals talk about it, because that was where a lot of white folks were. You know what I mean? So
I mean, where were they not? Is the question.
That's honestly on the South Side. Actually, the South Side was all Hyde Park at one point. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think because the stockyards are closed, I think that I probably had in my head that there wasn't much happening around here.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. I probably just assumed that. But I mean, we're here, and I'm like, it was like any other neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, actually, this is where we are literally on the street where we get our shirts from.
Yeah.
Make our shirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So,
we should probably stop in there. I want some
more shirts. Yeah.
They also have plain t-shirts, and they're like $7.
Yeah. They not bad.
At all.
If you can make your own stuff, shit.
Even if you just want plain t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. you get them in bulk. Look at Sarah trying to sell.
I'm just saying.
They're going to have people coming in shopping like it's Walmart.
Yeah.
You can.
I guess you can.
You're
trying to turn up.
Basically.
I mean, some black Air Force One down the street.
Yeah. Yeah, what she going to be wearing.
Well, okay.
We know Sarah about it.
Yeah.
Y'all, we are, that's the first half. That's the history. Y'all know how we get down. We're going to take a little break, come back and talk about the fantastic food, dope environment. Yeah, we'll be right back, y'all. 77 Flavors. Let's get it. Oops.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello.
Hello.
I said hello to someone the other day, and they're like, why are you so awkward? I was like, hello is not awkward.
Yeah, wow. I said, what up, motherfucker? That's what they want. That's what
you
they
know?
Want. They want that kind of energy.
What energy am I supposed to walk in with?
Why are you so awkward?
Yeah, you can't say, wow, you can't say hello, no?
Right?
No.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, it's insane. Anyway, welcome back to the food portion of this episode. And today we are at literally the restaurant Itaqueria Guerrero. Okay, cool.
So basically, the Guerrero family restaurant.
Well, it could be that, but also Guerrero is an area in Mexico. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, oops. Hold on. Why do I always never do that? I'm trying to get
why
you.
Why do I always never do that?
Why do I? what I was trying to say is I never. There you go. I never put it back to the page that it was. Anyway, y'all don't need to hear that.
Sorry.
I don't fucked up your coin.
Technical things.
Yeah.
I'll still take it, even if it's late. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
All right. So let's discuss what made us so sleepy today.
I'm not sleepy. I'm turned up.
Shit.
Are you?
I thought I was. Maybe it's in my eyes or something.
So this taqueria has been around for 12 years. It is family owned. It's right here in back of the yards. Actually, fun fact, they were included in one of Chicago Tribune's articles about the hottest hot sauces in the city.
Let me tell you something. Okay. Is this red one?
It's the red one. So the author that wrote the article said he had to chug 3 glasses of water after that because it was so hot.
Okay, it ain't that bad.
I
will say this. I'll say this, though. It, you know, I guess equivalent to...
it was Nick.
It was Nick?
Nick wrote the article on this hot sauce.
Nick, come on now, bro. It is hot, though. It was funny is I didn't even tell y'all it was that hot.
Yeah.
But I choked off that motherfucker. I was like...
That's what she said.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, carry on. Let's move past that one.
One day I'm a girl, but not today. Yeah, not today, man.
Not today.
Yeah.
But it is hot. It's funny that you say that because I did.
Listen, I love spicy food, but I rarely go for the red sauce. I'm always the green sauce, and then if there's a green sauce that's that has avocado in it, that's my go-to because that is probably the mildest.
Have y'all tried it?
No.
Hey, try it right now.
No.
Put a little dab on you.
I got you.
Do it for the podcast.
I tried
it a little bit.
One time for the podcast. There it is.
No, I'm just playing. No.
There you go, bro.
It is pretty hot, but you just have to be aware that you're about to eat something hot. It'll catch you off guard and you think you're just getting the regular.
It caught me off guard because, I dumped kind of a lot on the chip.
Yeah.
And I just
Dario be going in. See, when Dario eat, he be tilting his head sideways, eating and shit. You're like, damn, nigga, it's going to be there. He be eating like he's having an intimate moment, bro.
It is intimate.
That's very true.
It's personal. Yeah. Shit, you know. Let's get it on.
When he put that sauce on the taco.
Yeah. He be rubbing it to go place like, you going to get it when I get home.
I fuck you up. Anyway, that's enough of that.
We just listened to Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Versace on the floor.
Stop. So, they're... they've been here for 12 years, and right on the main street in back of the yards, we'll put the address somewhere. This is for Dario's editing. but also you can check them out on our Instagram page or just, you know, Google that shit.
Googly.
let's talk about what we ate.
Let's get it.
So we first ordered... they're also known for their milkshakes or their shakes in general or smoothies, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
You ordered the strawberry one, Byron. You ordered the strawberry one first.
The strawberry one was fantastic.
Yeah.
Please get it. Please, please get that.
But they're really known for their pina colada ones.
Is that what they know for?
Yes, that's what everyone...
That's why she
offered them to us very generously. And that's what we're drinking right now.
Yeah, yeah. Let me tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, because I don't think this is alcoholic.
No, it's not.
You know, you ever drink something where it's not alcoholic, but for some reason you still kind of like...
Placebo?
Yeah, am I forcing myself to be drunk right now or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is not alcoholic, because I don't drink, and if it was alcoholic, I would be drunk.
Look,
man,
if this is alcoholic... Then
you'd be toasted.
Yeah, we'll be lit up. It's the whole thing of pina colada, and this is not a small glass.
And
you can see it right here. Yeah.
It's really good.
This is good. This is very good. I can see why they're known for this because it's hot as hell outside today.
Right.
And we've been on a hike.
Yep.
This worked. This was right on time.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest,
I agree.
Right on time.
Their menu is really good. Usually, you'll see like tacos, like tortas, burritos, but they mostly do plates.
Yes.
And I really like that. Of course, they have tacos and burritos and stuff, but it's like one item, and then they list down all the meat options that you can have.
Yeah. Prices on stickers, easily changeable, so they ain't got to change the picture.
Right. Yeah.
Pull the sticker off or put over it. I like it.
Exactly. And they have a total, I believe, of 26 items on their menu.
Yeah, it sounded about right.
If I'm not wrong. And we started off with a... plate of gorditas, which, if you don't know what that is, it's like a thicker, it's not a tortilla, but it's a thick bread dough that they cut in half and then they stuff it with things.
It's gordita. Y'all have that type of stuff.
You know what
it's like, a pita.
That.
It's like,
it's basically like a pita that's made out of corn.
They were large. We only had, we got the three, right?
That's what
she said. Damn. Which ones?
We got pastor.
Yeah, it was a three. Yeah.
Carne asada and chorizo. Okay.
Y'all, we couldn't even finish.
We ate one. That was split three ways.
Not because it wasn't good. But that bad boy was, we had eaten too much food before.
Yeah. What did you order? Tell us what you ordered.
So, aside from those, I had the burrito, of course, asada burrito. Because I'm basic. I don't do too much, okay? I stay in my lane. Burrito is my lane. Mm-hmm. It was good. It was very good. It's large, you know what I mean? Just the right amount of beef in their asada.
Yeah.
I struggled during I was trying to tell them.
He said, it's not a lot, but it's also not a lot a little.
Did I say
she be making what he say sound worse?
That's what he said.
He said, it's not a lot, but it is also not a lot.
Yeah.
I said, I oddly know what you mean, but I was like, oh, it's just right. He was like, that was a quicker way to say it.
I don't know why I couldn't think of that, but it was just the right amount. It was just the right amount. Now we have a bean issue here, right? Because the beans here, I like the beans, but I like them more on the burrito.
Yeah.
And y'all disagree with me just a little bit.
They're not like the best I've ever had, but I thought they were decent enough.
Yeah.
And to me, the rice carried so much. I would just eat them together, and the
rice was fantastic.
The rice was fantastic. Classic.
They were. But I feel like a little bit better this time, just because I don't know. I was eating it with the burrito, like you know, like I was like using the burrito to push it on the fork. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like that's unusual behavior for me. Mm-hmm. I don't do that.
You don't usually eat the rice on the side.
Yeah, I mean, I eat it more than the beans. You know what I'm saying? Like I beans usually gonna be left on the plate,
right?
You know, unless they like the black beans that just be. They got a little kick to them.
They got a flavor.
They got
a
little,
like,
got a little flavor. You're like, okay, this ain't no regular bean.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, so I don't know. Anyway, the burrito was very good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the burrito. You had the burrito too, but a different.
I had an Al Pastor, which is my, I'm going to always go with Al Pastor.
Yeah.
Really?
I have it with tortas or with anything. I just, because to me, it's the most tender. in yeah. DC-1. They, the really? Way they prepare it is why.
Really?
Like a, yeah.
Interesting.
So usually they prepare. They prepare al pastor on a skewer, like how you see gyro meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And so and they be using like pineapple.
That do be coming off there quick.
It's tender as hell.
Yeah. So I usually get that if it's any good.
That big ass butcher knife.
Yeah.
I usually. You know, that butcher knife is. I thought it was just like a good ass butcher knife.
Yeah. No, it's no, sharp as hell.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you could probably take a butter knife.
You right now.
Really? Wow, you got a lot of energy.
I didn't know there was so much with her.
That's you know what's crazy? I'm listening to you while she's talking her shit, and I'm just like, yeah.
Dang. I could just skin you.
Okay. Wow. This just turned into a murder mystery podcast. Yeah.
No.
You know? Damn.
But yeah, that was
what'd you get?
I had the chorizo and potato flautas. And flautas were like one of the first things I ever had in Mexico. Hmm. My host mom, when I was studying abroad, used to make them with chorizo and potatoes. And I love them. And it's really hard to find the chorizo and potato. It's usually like chicken or beef or something. Because who's going to order a potato flauta? You know what I mean? But that's how she used to make them. And I love them. It's like a mashed potato with chorizo inside. And it's like it's so good.
I've had flautas before, but I never had them with the potato in it.
Yeah.
So when you said it had potato, I was like, damn, have you ever had that?
That was my first time.
I saw it on the menu and I was like, hell yeah. And you get four, usually you get three, but they give four.
So that's a traditional thing?
Like I don't know if it's traditional, but it was the first meal I ever had in Mexico that was like
That was your first meal.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. That first meal probably going to slap for the rest of your life.
Right. So it's like, it has a special place in my heart. And she also used to always make chilaquiles with green salsa, like a salsa verde, and a fried egg. So that's also one of my favorites.
I'm trying to remember. Well, we're going to be going overseas. My first time overseas.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what's going to be my first meal that I have. I'm going to remember it.
Man. Because you're going to, are y'all doing Jordan first?
No, we're doing Egypt. Cairo first.
Yeah, Cairo first, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really know. I mean,
We had Demira here.
But Demira is Ethiopian.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's Ethiopian.
It's different.
I imagine
Egypt has
Arabic foods.
Egypt has a couple different traditional meals, and they're basically, think of like a kitchen sink meal. So one of their traditional meals is like, pasta, rice, lentils. No.
Collard greens. I'm sorry.
No. It's like when you put multiple ingredients that don't seem to go together and they make something great. So it has like pasta, rice, lentils, and like a bunch of other things and some vegetables in it. And it's like a casserole. And that's one of their traditional meals. But in Jordan, we have a bunch of like Syrian and Palestinian and Lebanese influence. So and then obviously there's like Bedouin food, which is like barbacoa. So that's where that's where it started.
I know that's about to go crazy over
yes.
there.
Yeah.
The spices is probably.
So what we do is you dig a hole in the ground, and then you put the rice in a flat little metal thing, and then you put the goat on a skewer, and then you stick it. So the fat from the goat or the chickens, whatever is it being cooked,
it just drops down.
It drops down on the rice, and so it cooks in that fat. It's amazing. It
sounds nasty.
I'm trying to get in y'all carry on luggage.
No, it cooks for hours, like 6-7 hours.
Really?
On really like
slow cooking,
smoked. Like, it's just amazing.
I bet you that do slap though.
It goes
flavor,
crazy.
That flavor is probably gonna be man. Look, let me tell you something. Y'all, I'm going to come back a whole different human being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You are.
We're not talking about that right now. I'm just enthused by the fact that they had your first meal here.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is going to happen to me, translate to me. I think the food over here is very good.
Yeah.
Here's what I
think the service is awesome.
I was just about to say that. You know, because we ask people, you know, moment of can we record inside their place of business.
They don't know we're coming.
They have no clue. We don't get you know. Y'all look, let me
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
Disclaimer, we don't do that. We do what is it? Consent.
Yeah.
We consent. Because if she said that damn.
Wow.
We got some lawsuits. but you know, these people let us, the restaurants let us in and record.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, man. Yes. And like, and they not, nobody has attitude about
ever,
it.
Ever, ever. They're nobody, always like so generous with yeah. their time and their space.
What's crazy, she just asked, you know, what's going, you know, talk to us, what are we doing? And then once we tell them we don't need a lot of space, everybody said, always say yeah. But then when she was like, when can I listen to it? That's so, to me, right. It's like, okay, cool. Now we changed over from, yeah. all right, let's get past the, you know, that part. Now we're on to the good fun part. All right, yeah. Yeah, let's, you know, so thank you, you know, yeah. to this restaurant, all the restaurants, you know, yeah, yeah. for letting us come in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need that little girl going off now. Maybe she would whoop your ass, maybe. You know? She got, what color shoes she got on? She got the, and you know what? You got to watch out for kids that wear LA gears and like, the lights on the shoes.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
man.
Because they
yeah.
convince they go fast.
You know what I'm saying? Because they think they different. About, it's all mental.
Yeah, it's all mental.
It's all mental. They be thinking they like Thanos or some shit yeah. like that with the stones.
She got wheels on. She going to glide over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Crocs? She got tie-dye Crocs on.
You know, and she got the pigtails on. Them, oh, man. You got to watch them bad little girls be the having pigtails with the
pigtails.
With the little bows. She got the ribbons in the hair. You know what I mean? You know she going to be a bad kid when she grow up. Shit, she back here now. Anyway, I know.
I hope her parents don't listen to this.
Me either. I hope they don't, because they know how we look.
Yeah. People like, man, we were long-time listeners. Why'd you do that?
Hey, look, you bring your kids around this podcast, we're going to let them know about this show, too. Shit.
They're anyway, going to learn today.
They're going to learn oh today. Anyway, that's all I got.
That's also all I got.
Great restaurant. Yeah. What you think?
I think this was really good. I will come back because I want to try some of their seafood stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was going to get the
they
tilapia.
They have an entire page of fish and shrimp.
Let me ask y'all this. I think I know the answer. People be saying tilapia is like a mixture of, it's like the bottom feeder of like the
I've heard that it's a, I've heard that it's genetically engineered. That's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
what
know.
Isn't, honestly?
That's what I heard.
You know what I
yeah.
mean?
But
genetically, okay, I need everybody, listen to me. Look me in my eye, all right? Look me in my eye. Genetically engineered food does not mean it's going to give you cancer.
Right.
Because the bananas we eat today are genetically modified.
Are they?
Yes. Bananas, the way they existed, taste like the artificial banana flavor. And then we genetically modified them to what bananas are today.
I'm glad we did that then.
Okay. Yeah, for real. Wait, right? I wouldn't want a regular banana.
Relax. Yeah. Unclench. You know what I mean? It's probably the air you're breathing is probably what's giving you cancer. So it's all right. Just eat the banana.
Damn. Is it airborne? Okay.
Probably. Shit.
But
all these microplastics we inhale.
that's a, you know. But I mean.
Vote. I don't know. Vote for people that give a shit about you.
Vote.
Oh, my God.
That's a good way to end the podcast. Politically.
Voting is not political.
That's not political. That's just your, that's your right as a...
As a civil right.
Civil right.
It's your civil duty.
Civil duty, not a right. Because, you know, some of us still just still fighting for...
Barely just got the right.
Wow, we just went south.
Anyway, Byron, where should people follow you?
You can follow my food page at Shy Food Local. We will be coming with some new content pretty soon.
Hey.
And then if you care about me personally, which you probably don't, Byron does it all. You can follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
On that note, y'all be blessed if you liked this episode. Go ahead, send it to someone you like. Follow us on Instagram, on TikTok. We're going crazy on TikTok. So, you know, give us a little follow.
Low keto.
If you did not like this episode.
We can try again Wednesday.
You could vote down there and be like, stop doing this. And we won't listen because this is dictatorship. We're socialists.
Yay.
This is anti-capitalism propaganda. Over here.
Meanwhile.
We'll see you on Wednesday when... Chicago pays us.
I was just about to say
to do this so we can buy things.
Make it to the ad. Non-capitalist. Byron, Sarah, Daria, we out. 77 Flavors of Chicago. We hope you enjoyed it. If you can, please like, rate, and subscribe to us on all streaming platforms where you listen to podcasts, and we hope to listen soon. We'll catch you back next Monday with a new episode. Bye.